The Royal Stuarts, A History of the Family That Shaped Britain, by Alan Massey, read by John Telfer. Prologue. It was between 10 and 11 o'clock on a July morning in 1685. The condemned man mounted the scaffold with a firmer step than many had expected. A century and a half later, Macaulay would describe the scene with that relish in executions characteristic of Victorian historians and novelists. Tower Hill was covered up to the chimney tops with an innumerable multitude of gazers who, in awful silence, broken only by sighs and the noise of weeping, listened for the last accents of the darling of the people. "I shall say little," he began. "I come here not to speak, but to die. I die a Protestant of the Church of England." The bishops interrupted him and told him that, unless he acknowledged resistance to the royal authority to be sinful, he was no member of their church. But it was in vain that the prelates implored him to address a few words to the soldiers and the people on the duty of obedience to the government. "I will make no speeches," he exclaimed. He then accosted John Ketch, the executioner. "Here," said the Duke, "are 6 guineas for you. Do not hack me as you did my Lord Russell. I have heard that you struck him 3 or 4 times. My servant will give you more gold if you do the work well." He then undressed, felt the edge of the axe, expressed some concern that it was not sharp enough, and laid his head on the block. The executioner addressed himself to his office, but he had been disconcerted by what the Duke said. The first blow inflicted only a slight wound. The Duke struggled, rose from the block, and looked reproachfully at the executioner. The head sank.